You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel, for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Imagine earning a living as a writer, artist, freelance reporter, photographer, or any other content creator trying to scratch out a living in today's overcrowded, hyperactive digital landscape. You may have something to say, you may have something to share. Now what? And what can you do to ensure your work is discovered? If creators are hoping to have their work unearthed, many share their wares on popular outlets such as Facebook, YouTube, Subscribestar, Twitter, and other popular online platforms. But this is a proverbial double-edged sword. These outlets promise creators the potential to build big followings, but because these sites depend on advertisers, payment processors, and other third parties to pay the bills, they also demand final control over a creator's work. Before signing on the dotted line with a popular content platform, creators should know there is an alternative called blockchain technology. Here today to tell us more about blockchain technology and a company that works in the space is Nick Casares from Polyant Labs. And Nick, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And you're most welcome. So for starters, get into further, what is Polyant Labs?
I'd love to, Eric. Yeah, so Polyant Labs is an early stage business incubator. And what that means is that we help entrepreneurs really fast track blockchain innovations. And we do that by providing them with insight, guidance, services and support, and then working capital as well. So that really gives them the direction they need to help those entrepreneurs get to the next stage of their business.
And you couldn't have explained it any better. Tell us, what was the inspiration behind launching Polyant?
So Brad Robertson is the founder and CEO of Polyant Labs. And Brad is a successful technology executive. He's been in the game for, 25 years. He's helped dozens of startups. He's had successful exits. And really, he's at the point in his career where he's really trying to find a way and excited about giving back through his experiences. So by launching Polyant, it's a place where he can use his experiences, his resources, his network to help startups really come to life and help entrepreneurs maybe avoid or at least go faster on some of the mistakes that he's made in his businesses. An interesting side note on launching Polyant is that Phoenix, which is where we're based, is a really interesting place right now for blockchain. There are a couple of interesting initiatives. We have a blockchain lab. We also have a fintech sandbox that really make it a great place to innovate.
Nick, what do you look for when an entrepreneur comes to Polyant with an idea for a company he or she wants to launch? Talk to us about the process there.
That's a great question. And it comes down to two things, Eric. So the first thing that we look for in any founder or entrepreneurial team is passion. Right. Starting a startup is not easy. Getting out of bed every morning and working on an idea in addition to a daytime job and the rest of your commitments while you're trying to bootstrap something takes a lot of grit. It's hard. There's blood, sweat and tears involved in getting your idea off the ground. And if you don't have the passion about your idea to get out of bed every morning excited to try again and to work on your opportunity, you're probably not going to have what it takes to stay the course. So above all, we look for passion in the entrepreneurs that we work with. The second thing that we really look for is a technical grounding in the entrepreneur or the founding team. So we're operating in the blockchain space, which is right now a very technical domain. And it's important for us that the founders that we're working with have a domain expertise around the projects that they're working on. So they need to have enough technical depth to bring a proof of concept to life so that we can help them take it to the next stage. So technical understanding is very important.
And that certainly does make a lot of sense. Now, if you would, talk to us about some of the companies Polyant is working with or wants to work with.
Yeah, absolutely. So currently, one of our most recent companies that we're working with and that we're really excited about is a company called Patrios. And Patrios is a decentralized platform for supporters to help support content creators. So you can think about this like YouTube channels where people are being paid by advertisements to create content. With Patrios, it's a new way where a supporter can directly contribute to a creator's bottom line, really, so that they have the money and the resources to continue creating great content. So Britt Kim is the founder of that project, and we're working with him. Very excited about that. I think to your question about who we want to work with next, we're really excited about gaming companies. and anything in the gaming space, which is it's a little bit of an interesting play, and I'll tell you a little bit more. So gaming is really one of the most approachable experiences that I think somebody can have with technology. Gaming really has a knack for engaging our creativity, our imagination, and even our social connections. What's interesting about blockchain is that it actually puts a twist on gaming that I think we haven't seen before. So we probably all know somebody who's currently playing Fortnite or plays Fortnite on a regular basis, games like that, where they're collecting things for their characters, they're putting new costumes on them, they're giving them new weapons, they're buying new capabilities. That all takes an investment of the player's time, the energy, and potentially even money. Today's system, though, when you're playing a game like Fortnite, if the player wants to move on to a different experience or a different game, unfortunately, a lot of the things that they've built in the current game have to stay in the game. They're kind of it's a captive ecosystem. Well, blockchain is an interesting opportunity because it actually allows players to take some of those things that they acquire with them through this idea of digital collectibles. And, you know, the tech term buzzword alert is non-fungible tokens. That's not really important. What it is, it's a way for people to start collecting things in their gaming experiences and taking that with them. So because gaming is so approachable, we think it's a great way to start introducing the masses to the potential of blockchain. And we're really excited about working with gaming developers, gaming companies, or anybody really in the gaming space who wants to get into blockchain.
That is awesome stuff right there. Today we're joined by Nick Casares, the product director for Polyant Labs, an early stage business incubator helping entrepreneurs fast track blockchain innovations by providing them with the insight, guidance, services, support, working capital, and direction needed to power their next gen solutions here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Casares, for listeners not familiar with blockchain, explain how the technology works and what makes it different.
Absolutely. Great question, Eric. This one comes up a lot. You know, depending on who you ask, you'll probably get a range of answers, some more technical than others. I'm going to back off the technology a little bit with my explanation because I think that we're kind of overhyping the technology sometimes. And at the end of the day, the average person doesn't care about the technology. They care about the experience that they're going to have. So I'm going to simplify it to this. Blockchain, it gives us a new way to store, to access, and validate the data that powers our experiences online. So to give you a little bit more color on that, if you think about your bank account today, your bank keeps track of your transactions and your balance, right? But that is in a proprietary and a private database that only they have access to. And in fact, you're forced to trust that your bank is keeping accurate account of those records. What changes with blockchain is it gives us a way to start storing and accessing and even validating that information in a system that is much more open. So you no longer need these third parties in between people in order to transact value or even have interactions online. So it really is a transformative way for us to start thinking about how we can engage with each other and build new experiences where we take those middlemen out of our experiences. You know, maybe in the future there's not a Facebook and there's not an Uber in between getting the things that you want in your world.
And of course, what most people think of is Bitcoin. What's the difference between Bitcoin and blockchain?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. So if you pay attention to headlines, you know, every once in a while you'll see Bitcoin come up in the news, and it's usually followed by blockchain. And then it's usually followed by a nefarious plot, a dark web, somebody trying to do something unscrupulous. And it's really unfortunate because they're really two separate things. And unfortunately, the media kind of conflates the two terms. So Bitcoin is a digital currency. It's a way to store value. It's digital money. You can use it just like you would a dollar bill, but you do it online. However, blockchain is actually the system of record. It's the technology underneath all of those Bitcoin transactions. So in fact, the two systems are separate. And we think that there's a bigger play and more opportunity in the actual technology that's powering digital currencies and ideas like Bitcoin.
And another fine explanation. Now, you've recently been to a blockchain conference in San Francisco. What are you hearing and where is the technology going next?
Yeah, you know, in addition to that San Francisco conference, I've been to three other conferences all over the U.S. in the past 2 months, different developer communities, different ways of thinking. And I think two trends are really coming to light for me across all of these different groups. The first is really just a focus on the user experience of using blockchain. And user experience is a fancy term that you see popping up, you know, when people talk about Apple or these different kind of digital experiences, but it's really just, are you able to easily use a product? Does it deliver value to you? And is it something that you enjoy using? And so at these conferences, I'm hearing a lot more conversations and great discussions about how do we improve the user experience for people that are just getting into blockchain? How do we, in fact, make it so maybe they don't even need to know that they're using blockchain and they're just getting value from the things that we're building? So that's trend number one. Trend number two, I think, is really just a focus on, are we delivering value when we're building these things in blockchain? You know, I think anytime you have a new technology, there's this natural hype cycle that happens. So if you think back a few years, we had big data, and then we have artificial intelligence, wearable technology, all of these things that kind of pop up and then disappear. And sometimes that's because the technology gets ahead of the value that we're delivering to the people that we're building things for. And so what I'm hearing in these conversations is really just a good, healthy discussion about, are we delivering product value to the people that we're trying to serve? And I'm thrilled to hear that discussion. I think it's very healthy, and I think it's going to help power the ecosystem and take it to the next level.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Now, I understand your background also shows you have a long history of working with tech startups. What would you say is the biggest change in the tech landscape that you've seen over the last 2 years?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I think even longer than 2 years, this has probably been happening for 5 or 10 even, but especially in the past couple of years, one of the most notable changes is that it's getting easier and easier every day to get started as an entrepreneur. You know, it used to cost $500,000 to get a basic internet startup off the ground. And today you can probably do that for a hundredth of the cost. You know, so it's possible to start building things and working on ideas in addition to a regular job. It's possible to start moonlighting and getting your feet wet in entrepreneurship without, you know, making this big bet that could potentially put, you know, your bank account and your family's future at risk. It's possible to start playing a little bit smaller because the tool sets have improved, things have gotten cheaper. There's much more opportunity. And to be honest, there's a lot more guidance and advice out there. You know, people that are willing to help, people like Brad at Polyant who have experience and they're willing to share that and excited about helping entrepreneurs take the next step.
And certainly appreciate you sharing your perspective there. If you would, and don't mind, name three pieces of advice you could give to new entrepreneurs tuning in who are looking at a startup or considering starting a business.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'd love to. So looking back on my own experiences, you know, it comes down to three things. I think the first is get started as soon as possible and wherever you are. You know, we live in a world where it's very easy to get inundated by information. You can Google search your way down a rabbit hole and come up 3 months later and realize that you've gotten a lot of information, but you've gotten nothing done. So I think it's really important that you start taking action as soon as you have enough information to make good decisions. So get started as soon as possible. Number two, I think, is really to prepare for opportunity. And this one to me is very important, especially for younger entrepreneurs, people that are early in their career and have a lot of optionality in their life and the way that they structure their day-to-day. You know, keep a low profile financially, you know, keep a low runway so that you have the ability to invest into your own ideas and start building the things that you're passionate about. Opportunity comes from the most unexpected places, and most of the time when we don't expect it. So the entrepreneurs that are prepared to take advantage of those opportunities are the ones that stand to prosper the most. And then finally, this goes back to the idea of mentorship, right? Take advantage of mentorship out there. There are so many people, so many seasoned entrepreneurs, so many successful founders, so many lessons learned that are ready for sharing with the next crop of entrepreneurs. It's at this point in time, you know, if you can't find somebody in your local community who's willing to share, I just don't believe you're looking hard enough. You know, there are so many people willing to share their ideas, their lessons learned, and ready to help people get off the ground.
Nick, tremendous advice coming from you. Can't thank you enough for your time spent in introducing Polyant Labs, and really appreciate the time spent with us. If someone wanted to reach out to Polyant, if they had an idea they wanted to bring to market, where is the best place to get further details and to be in contact as well?
Sure thing. So the easiest thing to do is to go to polyant.io. That's polyient.io. And just hit the contact link. You know, we're very approachable, and it all starts with a conversation.
It certainly does. Again, Mr. Casares, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Nick Casares, the product director for Polyet Labs, an early stage business incubator helping entrepreneurs fast track blockchain innovations. And for further details, visit polyet.io. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.